Tuesday, stewards of the earth. When we read Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, we read, "Be fruitful and increase in number." Adam and Eve are addressed. "Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds of the air and over every living creature that moves on the ground." Fill the earth and subdue it. But because of our greed, we tend for exploitation. That will be the end of our planet Earth. Therefore, in Genesis chapter 2, verse 15, we read about the human responsibility. And what is it? To work on this planet and take care of it. Take care of it. Otherwise, you will start something which will end in your death and in the death of the planet. There are laws in nature. And if we do not act according to these laws, there will be serious problems for us. In the air, in the water, and on the land. Everywhere. Now when God created it, he told us the earth is the Lord's. Psalm 24, verse 1. The earth is the Lord's. We are the stewards to work it and to take care of it. Now when people do not act as stewards, as fine stewards, and because of their greed, try to take out everything in a quicker way so that they can earn in one generation what should be for more generations. In the end, everything will be against us. Our God has a plan with us. And in this plan, we should be stewards. Stewards of the earth, of this planet. Taking care of it. God did everything to make a perfect world. And if we take care of it in the right way, we will get a blessing. The Creator knows what will happen if we act against his program or against his plans. When animals act as the program tells them, it's the best for them, and they obey. They are not like human beings. Imagine birds who would normally fly away in the middle and northern part of Europe in September towards the south, if they acted against this plan. Imagine they assemble in the air and then the leader tells them, "This year, we will act differently. We stay here." What will happen? They will all die. It's easy to see. They have a program. They obey God's command. It's in them, their program. We, as human beings, we can act against God's program. And we will get according to our actions. So trusting in God will be a blessing for every creature and for every human being on this planet.